Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We're looking at Daniel and the book of Daniel this week, next week, and we're looking right now at Daniel chapter 2 and Nebuchadnezzar's vision. But we're going to interpret that a little more for you. We're going to go to the New Testament. The Bible says in the New Testament that no word of scripture, no word of prophecy stands alone in its interpretation. You can't just take a verse out and you could prove almost anything by that. You have to make prophecy line up. You rightly divide the word. That's what we're told in Timothy. Now, in rightly dividing the word, we find that Jesus gave three chapters of prophecy, and they're very closely tied with the book of Daniel. So in chapter 24, Matthew, Jesus and his disciples were walking out of the temple, which Herod had rebuilt, and his disciples brought to his attention the great, huge building stones of Herod. He said this to their surprise. Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. Jesus said unto them, "See not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, this tells us he's left the Temple Mount, he crossed the Kidron Valley, and he's up on the Mount of Olives. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him, saying privately, "Tell us, when shall these things be, the temple destroyed? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age?" Now, they're talking about the Jewish age, and they're talking about him coming to set up a kingdom. They don't know a thing in the world about the church. The church is not a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. It's not mentioned at all in the Old Testament. There is space left for it in between Daniel's 69th and 70th week. And that we shall talk about in our study of Daniel. So they're asking him, when is the sign of your coming? Your parousia is the Greek word, and it means you're coming as an emperor or a king. So they're asking about when will Jesus come? What will be the sign of his coming to set up his earthly kingdom? And here in chapter 24 in Matthew, the Lord deals with the second question, where the disciples seem to identify the coming of the Lord with the end of the age. In Luke 21, which is the same discourse, but it gives emphasis to the taking of Jerusalem by the Romans. Folks, so many people misinterpret what is said in Matthew 24. I don't know if I'll have time to do it on the radio or not. But in our eschatology school on the book of Daniel, we went into chapter 24 and showed how some of the scriptures that people want to put onto us right now actually have to do with the tribulation period. And so we're not going into that. That's not our subject right now. Now we're going over to Luke 21, and he's answering those same questions. When will these things be? The destruction of the temple. And number two, what shall be your sign of your parousia and your coming? Well, he answered both questions, but he did not explain to them there would be a 2,000-year plus span time out between those his dealings with the Jewish peoples. And that time out period for the Jews would be time in for the church. And so now he's talking to them about when Jerusalem will be compassed with armies. That happened in 70 AD. He made a prophecy that the second temple is going to be destroyed. And he told them that when it happened, verse 24, they, the Jews, shall fall by, this is Luke 21, 24, they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. That happened when the Romans took the Jews, burned their temple, their second temple in 70 AD, Titus. They carried away the Jews captive. They built a huge Arc de Triomphe in Rome. And there they have depicted a menorah. They have themselves carrying away the silver trumpets. They have away the Jewish people. They have in bas relief, they have they're carrying them away with shackles around their necks. Amazing thing about it is, when the Jews came back home, according to God's word and Bible prophecy, they used that Ark of Triumph in Rome to see what the menorah looks like, and now they have a golden menorah for the temple, fashioned exactly like what's on the Ark of Triumph. Is God's word true, or is God's word true? Hallelujah! Now, Jesus said, when you're carried away, and it turned out to be Rome that carried them away, Jerusalem, the capital city of this great Eretz Israel, shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. There is a measurable period of time when the Jews are scattered. There is a, before God sets up the stone kingdom on the earth, there's a measurable period of time called the times of the Gentiles. Now they've asked them, him, Jesus, what are the signs? He tells them, watch for the end of the times of the Gentiles. How do we tell? Here we see it. Verse 29. He spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. The fig tree is the nation of Israel. The other trees are the nations of Bible prophecy. Some of those nations and the fig tree itself are right here in the book of Daniel. And Jesus said, if you want to know when I'm going to come to set up my earthly kingdom, you watch those nations come into the prophetic place. Here's how it is recorded in the King James. He spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, that means shoot forth into the prophetic place, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God, the earthly kingdom, is nigh at hand. So likewise you, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. This is the answer, folks. This is why we're looking at the book of Daniel. Because Jesus is going to set up an earthly kingdom on this earth. It will have inhabitants. They will have babies. They will be from among the sheep nations. They will be from the Jews that were alive when they look up and see Jesus coming in Zechariah. You and I, we won't be the earthly inhabitants. It'll help you with Bible prophecy if you consider the Jews God's earthly people and the church God's heavenly people. How do we go to heaven? How do we go to the Father? Only way you can go. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by him. But they're asking about the earthly kingdom here, and he's telling them the signs of the earthly kingdom, the stone kingdom of Daniel chapter 2. I'll read it again for you because we're going to go back to Daniel 2 right now. Luke 21, 29. He spoke to them a parable. Watch the fig tree, Israel, and all the trees, the nations of Bible prophecy. When they shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. Don't forget that word summer. We're going to pick it up in a minute. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The fig tree, folks, is budding. It has budded. Israel became a nation. 1948, he brought the Jews back home, started bringing them back home the end of the 1800s. 1900s, they came home. Israel was established a nation in 1948. 1967, they got back Jerusalem. They're budding. And the other nations. Babylon itself is Iraq. They're in the news, are they not? Persia is Iran. They're in the news, are they not? Yes, he said, those that see these things come to pass, see these nations come into the prophetic place, see the Jews come home, they'll not pass away till everything prophesied has come to pass. And the end of the times of the Gentiles, the fulfillment of it, he has just referred to. What are those times of the Gentiles? Well, we find them in Nebuchadnezzar's image. They began with Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian Empire. You remember that he saw a great figure, an image, golden head, arms of silver. He was told that he, Nebuchadnezzar, was the Babylonian Empire, the golden head. The arms of silver were the Medo-Persians. Do you know your history? God told history before it happened. The Medo-Persians overthrew the Babylonians. Then came Alexander the Great, copper or brass, as the King James calls it. And then came Rome, the mighty, terrible Roman Empire. Rome died but came back with its part of iron, part of clay, part weak, part strong, multi-headed governments. This is the European Empire. Now we're going to look exactly back at and make it match here. We have to make the match. You have to make the prophetic scriptures line up together. They're not of private interpretation. They don't stand alone. Jesus said, watch for summer. Where did that summer come in? Let's look back at Nebuchadnezzar's golden image. And then the entire image he saw, if you order the eschatology, you'll see that image on there. He said in verse 31, you saw, Daniel told him, you saw a great image. The image head was of fine gold, verse 32, his breast and arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of copper or brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Now, here's our till verse. This is a time verse. This tells us we're getting close. You saw until a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were part of iron, part of clay, and broke them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the silver, the gold broken into pieces and became like chaff of the summer threshing floor. Remember what Jesus said in Luke 21? You watch those nations, and when they come in place, you know it's summertime. Here's that word summer. They became like the chaff of a summer threshing floor, and the wind carried them away, and no place was found for them. Summertime is harvest time in Israel. And you took the wheat, and you put it up on these big, round sifter-type things. You tossed it into the air, and the wind blew away the chaff. All these Gentile empires that stand for all the times of the Gentiles. All of them, you'll not find a trace of them in the millennial kingdom. And the stone hits them in the feet at the time of the European Union. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. No men had anything to do with it. It was cut out without hands. The church didn't have anything to do with it. They didn't cause this great victory. God did it without hands. And that stone becomes the great kingdom of God that fills the earth in the millennial age. You can have our eschatology teachings. That's 24 hours on DVD with all kinds of pictures and all kinds of depth we cannot go into. And we've decided to offer it for $250. You can get it by calling us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom as we're watching Jesus' signs. Amen.